Well, after the takeover in 1968, in November of 68, the campus was pretty disrupted for several weeks, and there were other incidents around the campus. They broke a door in the administration building in one protest, and there were other arrests made after that. But what happened was they brought in ministers from South Central LA, black ministers. They brought in Latino, Chicano men, who, and a couple of women too, I think. I don't think Dolores Huerta was around yet then, but Cesar Chavez people like that came in, and they all wanted to try to ameliorate the situation. How can we get this to work? How can we, you know, have this thing work? The demonstrations were unfortunate, but sometimes, you know, power is the only, you show power, it's the only way you fight power. I mean, the power structure doesn't give up power voluntarily in any situation, very rarely. Oh, you want something? We'll give it to you. You know, they got to feel pressure. So that's what happened. And I think the best thing was we have a diverse campus. We have campus of diversity. All kind. My own master's program now, we have people from all over the world that come in there. Now we have a lot of Muslims. We have Middle Easterners, Israelis, Iranians, Iraqians, Russians, a lot of Armenians. We have people from all over everywhere that come to our program now. And I know that's not the cause and effect, but because we have an open campus, people are attracted to us. So we have a very diverse campus, which I really like.